This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank my listening audience for giving up time out of their Saturday to listen to some of our top leaders here in the South Florida community. Well, as always, I have another dynamic person who's joined us to tell us more about her role and what she's doing. I have Marty Soroka, who is the Membership Development Associate at the Boca slash, what's that other group?
Boynton.
Boca Boynton Chamber of Commerce. Marty, welcome and thank you. Tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you for having me and hello to all the listeners out there. As you mentioned, my name is Marty Soroka and I serve as Membership Development Associate here at the Greater Boca Raton and Boynton Beach Chamber of Commerce. I've always had a passion for connecting people and helping businesses grow. And my role here as membership development allows me to do that every day. I bring a background in business development, relationship building, community engagement, and I'm proud to be a part of a team that's deeply committed to supporting the economic vitality of our region.
Yes, and I know you started out doing other things besides the chamber. Give my listeners a little background on why you felt that you're more than qualified to do this kind of a job.
Sure. A little bit about my background. Funny enough, I started off in the nonprofit world in Washington, D.C., and then I moved down to Florida in 2001 and I had to shift gears a little bit. And so, funny enough, I went from non-for-profit to business development and marketing. And in my professional experience, the roles that I've had in business development and marketing has really brought to life a skill set that I wasn't quite sure that that was the path for me way back when. I don't want to date myself here. But throughout my professional career, I've always been a big proponent of fostering relationships, helping businesses grow and thrive, and working with them to strategize their future goals. Here at the Chamber, my primary focus is just that, building and nurturing relationships with our members. So I help new businesses get acclimated to the Chamber, guide them through the benefits of membership, and ensure that, they're making the most of the opportunities that we have to offer here at the Chamber. Whether it's through networking events, ribbon cuttings, which I'm a huge proponent of, one-on-one consultations, I'm here to help our members thrive and feel connected to the broader business community.
I think you answered this question, but I'm still asking it. How did you get involved with the Chamber, and what drew you to this work?
So actually, I became familiar with the Chamber back in the early 2010 decade. They were actually hosting a Young Entrepreneurs Academy program, kind of like Shark Tank. And I came across the event, I think, through social media or an email, and I decided to take my daughter to the event. I figured it was a great opportunity to expose her to other kids in the area doing this pitch. And so that was kind of my first step in the door here at the Chamber. And then before COVID, I was doing some business development and marketing consulting, and one of my clients was a member here of the Chamber, and my role was to be the face of his company here at the Chamber. So I've had the pleasure of experiencing the Chamber from the member perspective and seeing how the Chamber can actually help businesses.
Excellent.
And because of that experience, I became friendly with some of the folks here at the Chamber. And about over a year and a half ago, when there was an opportunity to join the team, I was afforded that opportunity, and hence here I'm here today.
Thank you, Marty. Fabulous. Great job. So look, a lot of chambers are out here. Everybody can join every Tom, Dick, and Harry chamber. What makes your chamber better or different? As you said, the sweet spot to get me or my listeners to join.
Ooh, sweet spot. Well, I'll take one of those sweet spots for myself. I'm here. That's why you should join. We have a fantastic team. I have been involved with other chambers, and all chambers are great because they are there to help their business members thrive in that respective community. The Greater Boca Raton and Boynton Beach Chamber is a powerhouse when it comes to building those business relationships. People here are very, very strong in terms of taking advantage of, let's say, our one-on-ones, building those relationships with other members. Because at the end of the day, we want to help each of our respective members thrive in the community. I will say that there is a secret sauce, I believed, that sets us apart, but I don't want to put that out there in public because I don't want anybody else following it, taking it away from us. But we are about also very big on warm introductions. So as a business member, when you're looking to get your foot in the door with another business, how does that member do that? Sometimes they're a little shy. Maybe they're not an extrovert. Maybe they just are a little hesitant to just kind of cold call another member. They can actually utilize the Chamber as a resource to create and facilitate those introductions. So those introductions to me are imperative, I believe, to a business. Just a quick side note, my background used to be in lead generation. So for me, identifying those potential introductions are basically lead generation for our members. And it's just a great opportunity to get our members in front of other members.
Marty, you make it sound like this is a loving relationship. By the way, now that you have a relationship / partnership with the South Florida Community Roundup, let our listeners know what's your strategy and getting us more engaged with the clientele so that they can learn more about what you're doing.
Absolutely. So to be Boca Raton's best and effective, right? You know, in terms of our mission is to promote and sustain economic prosperity in Boca and Boynton Beach, obviously here in South in Palm Beach County, but also in South Florida. And with the South Florida Community Roundup show, your show highlights community and business leaders and how they're helping South Florida thrive. So our mission statements might not verbally be exactly A to A, but we do have a common interest, and that is to help our business leaders here in South Florida thrive and giving them a platform to get in front of other folks in the community, which includes our membership as well. So I look at this opportunity not only to educate the folks here in South Florida and beyond as to who the chamber is and what we do, but also to give people a platform to showcase who they are and what they do for the community here in South Florida and beyond.
So you talk about beyond. So this is a good question to ask at this point. You incorporated Boynton Beach. Are there any other cities that you guys are looking at to bring into the Boca family?
You know, so back in 2019, yes, we merged with Boynton Beach. And that merger, I believe, has given us a great footprint, not only in South Palm Beach County, but in South Florida as a whole. You know, we do have great relationships with other chambers, not only here in Florida, but also in other states, because we are all part of a chamber professional association. But we do, you know, get together every couple of months with other chambers here in South Florida to learn from each other. How are we all helping our membership, you know, thrive? You know, are there little things that you're doing that we're not that maybe we can piggyback off of? I wouldn't be the one to say yay or nay in terms of, is there another chamber that we would love to bring into the family? I'm sure, you know, there may be situations, not just for our chamber, but for other chambers whereby it does make sense for chambers to merge because you're stronger in numbers. And as a chamber, we also advocate for our members. So when you're advocating for your members, the more numbers you have in a membership, you know, numbers say are louder than words. And, you know, but that is, it's not uncommon for chambers to merge with other ones, especially if they're smaller, you know, given their nature.
I set you up and I apologize for that. That's truly not a question for you. That's more for the bosses that are going to be coming on in a future podcast. So listeners, make sure you keep on listening because we'll have the leaders of the Boca Boynton Beach Chamber of Commerce on to tell you some of the strategies that they may be able to share at that particular time. Thank you, Marty. You're doing a great job. So those who are unfamiliar, what is the primary goal of the chamber?
Well, the goal, whether it's a goal or a vision, you know, it's to be effective in our business community and to advocate for our members. You know, our goal is to increase and continue to build our membership because at the end of the day, members come here to build relationships with other members. And as well, it's a business opportunity. So I tell members to, you know, my job is to bring new members in, but also to retain our existing members. And by bringing new members in, we're now giving our existing membership base more new members to start engaging with and developing relations with, and hopefully maybe doing some business together.
Thank you. So how can local business owners and professionals get involved with the chamber?
Well, member, it's, you know, when it comes to joining the chamber, pretty simple, straightforward. You can either go online or submit a membership application. But I also recommend to our members to prospective members, to attend a few events to get a taste for who we are and, you know, get a feel for it. We have a lot of events. We have over 300 events that take course over the year. We have events that are either held in the morning, afternoon, or evening. We have events for professionals over 40, under 40. We have women's events, such as our Successful Women in Business Luncheon. We do also have classes that help our members in specific areas, such as maybe AI, bookkeeping. So we have a lot of events. Let's just put it that way. One of our monthly recurring events is our monthly membership breakfast. We get anywhere from 175 people to 300 people. So if you're not afraid of a big audience, it's a great opportunity to come test us out. Additionally, something that our members take advantage of, and it's a great event, is called our ribbon cuttings. It's a great opportunity, whether you're new, literally a new business, or just new to the chamber. It's a great way to drive visibility to your business. And it's free and open to the community. So again, I tell prospective members to attend one of those because it's a celebratory event. Everybody's a little bit more relaxed, but it's a great opportunity to network, and it's free. So I strongly encourage people to visit the Boca Chamber's website, bocachamber.com, to see what events we're having both here is in Boca as well as in Boynton Beach.
So I'm going to load this up and save it for the end. I'd like you to tell us what events are coming up that our listeners can attend and, you know, what dates and all that good stuff so that they can put it on their calendar, making that a big thing. So now, what motivates you personally to do this type of work? Marty, I know your background. What got you into this puppy? All right, I'll keep my mouth shut. Go ahead.
Well, I think the biggest motivation is seeing the tangible impact that we make in people's lives and their businesses. You know, when a member tells the chamber that a connection led to a new client, a friendship, a partnership, or just even a sense of feeling, you know, having that feeling of being a part of a community and being part of a family, that's what fuels me. I love connecting people. I believe in the power of the community. And I'm honored to play a role here in helping our local economy and its people and businesses flourish. There's nothing better than when somebody says to me, that was such a great connection. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, let's take it in a different direction. Sure. But I'm going to stay still on course.
Absolutely.
You have a great relationship. Can you share with us some success stories of how you put, and you don't have to give company names, just make sure that, you know, from a success standpoint, you can relate that to my listeners.
Sure. Wow. There's a lot of great examples.
Okay. So
let me see. I'm going to use one that's a little bit fresh in my mind from last night. So every month we have what's called our Live After Five. And we held our Live After Five yesterday, Tuesday evening, May 27th, at El Camino here in Boca Raton. And we have both people who've been members with us for a couple of months, a couple of years, maybe longer, as well as many extremely recent members. So we have a couple, they're new members to the chamber. They literally joined last Thursday, and they came to the event last evening. And as I was going around and engaging with our members, one of our members was mentioning to the new member about a prospect member who wants to open a med spa, but she is needing financial assistance or some funding. And this new member automatically looked at me and said, have her contact me. I have no problem. I'd love to connect with her. So for me, what was great is because this particular person is not even a member yet, I want to help her because she would be yet another new business here in the South Florida community, as well as obviously the chamber. So for me, the fact that I had an existing member mention this person to this new member, it was nice because, you know, what it shows me is that our members are also thinking of other people, not just about themselves. We can sell ourselves, but we also have to help each other. So that was a great conversation. I had another member also last night, and he was just raving about the people that he's a business coach. And he's just been raving about the business that he has obtained ever since joining the chamber. So it really makes me happy to hear about these these opportunities that are taking place within the community.
So I hear that you're striving because you love to get these businesses. I'm looking behind your wall and I see some of these partners that we have relationships with. But I is there any small ones? Because I only see the big ones. I mean, can we get a name or two of the small ones, or are we don't want to necessarily put them out there?
Well, we have a lot of, we have over, 1,700 business members here. Okay. So, I mean, obviously, I can highlight a lot of them because I work with a lot of them. You know, I manage, we have six leads groups here at the chamber, one that meets up in Boynton Beach and five that meet here in the Boca Chamber. And I manage three of those leads groups. And it's amazing just the warmth that they all have in being a part of the chamber, but also their professional backgrounds. They are all very intelligent and educated in their respective industries or fields. So for me to name or highlight a few, I would be doing a disservice to everybody else because there are so many great members that are here at the chamber. But I would I would advise our listeners that when they visit the BocaChamber.com website, that they can take a look at our business directory and to get a feel of the different members that we have in our membership.
Yeah, I led you and I set you up nicely. Good job. Nobody is infected. One of the good news things, and I'll talk about it briefly, you are also a partner with the South Florida Community Roundup. Tell my listeners what you are doing with the South Florida Community Roundup.
You mean outside of the chamber?
Yes, outside of the chamber. We want you to keep your chamber job.
Well, just so our listeners know, David and I kind of go way back, as well as our other colleagues that are behind the scenes here in the podcast. David, obviously, this was your baby a couple of years ago. And you and I obviously were great friends. And when you had asked me to kind of jump on board with you in terms of building this out, why not? Because it's a great opportunity. It's a great platform to get our community leaders an opportunity to tell people who they are and what they do. And obviously, it was even more exciting because, as we know, this community, the South Florida Community Roundup Show is aired on True Oldies radio stations. So we have a little, different edge than some of our other, our other fellow podcasts, I guess you could say, because of the reach that we have in from the geographical standpoint. So it's a great opportunity, to get people on the show and an opportunity and a platform to showcase who they are. Oh, I think we have a freeze up.
Yeah, I'll jump in for David. This is Glenn, producer director. So Marty, we're running close to the end of time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. David asked you earlier about events. Any key events coming up in the near future with the chamber?
Sure. So on June, I believe it's Thursday, June 12th, our next event will be our membership breakfast. So I encourage people to go to our website, which is again, www.bocachamber.com. There is in the on the top, you'll see in the kind of listing a link for events. So I encourage people to visit our calendar of events. The membership breakfast is coming up. We also, just so our listeners know, is that when you join the chamber, obviously, as I mentioned before, I do work with our members one-on-one to make sure they're maximizing their membership. But we also do hold monthly new member orientations. So it's a great event for new members to attend because you have an opportunity to meet the entire staff here at the chamber. But we also walk through how to, again, leverage and maximize your membership. We are located here, 1800 North Dixie Highway in Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. Our phone number is 561-395-4433. Of course, visit us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, where you can follow us. It's usually at Boca Chamber, or feel free to even follow me on social at the @ Marty Soroka, MARTISOROKA. And or feel free, you can send me an email, msoroka at bocachamber.com, if you'd like more information on membership and upcoming events.
And David is back.
It looks, David, we have you back.
Yes, you do. But I'm getting rid of this internet. Somebody's going to lose a job today.
Well, you know, David, if you visit our directory, you
I can find
a new IT service provider.
Great. I may have to consider doing that since it just cut right out. And
David, we've got 2 minutes remaining. Marty's already done her introductions to the chamber website. So how do you want
So one of the other, there's a lot of ways to maximize your membership and take advantage of it. Just to kind of summarize, the chamber provides you with marketing and visibility support, networking and professional development opportunities, business development support and resources, community engagement, advocacy and representation, collaboration and partnerships, obviously credibility and trust, but also referral opportunities. But within that, something that our members take advantage of, and we're going to see a lot more coming this summer, and that's our member-to-member as well as member-to-community promotions. So I encourage our listeners to visit the chamber. There's a section on our website for member promotions, and many of our members not only offer discounts or promotions to other members, but some of them also offer those promotions to the community. So I just encourage everybody to look at that on our website.
And Marty, it looks like David, we lost him again. We've got about 30 seconds. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. But if I did, I'm sure some of our executives in the upcoming upcoming shows that will be taking place over the next couple of months can answer to. And I just, again, my name is Marty Soroka, Membership Development here with the Greater Boca Raton and Boynton Beach Chamber of Commerce. I appreciate everybody's time this morning. And again, any questions about the chamber, please do not hesitate to reach out.
All right. Call your numbers and your email out one more time.
Phone number 561-395-4433. Website www.bocachamber.com.
And on behalf of the South Florida Community Roundup, including David, who is somewhere lost in cyberspace, we thank you for your time. We look forward to working with the Boca Raton Boynton Beach Chamber in the very near future. And you'll be able to watch us very soon on a podcast channel near to you. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.